Those hungry for some horror will be fed like Audrey 2 as Daphne and Rick Swift scare up a good time for all when their big shop of horrors oozes back to the Cowichan Exhibition Grounds from October 16th to October 30th. It all began with a murder mystery game the Swifts downloaded in 2015. While the instructions said building a haunted house to host it wasn't necessary, Rick felt otherwise. After The Night was an absolute screaming success, the Swifts swiftly started doing hands-on research by touring other haunted houses, and in 2017 their first annual event was raised from the Shed, as the name Big Shop of Horrors stemmed from the 30-foot by 50-foot shop Rick had in their backyard on Bell McKinnon Road. "It feels fantastic to be back for year number 6," said Daphne Swift. "While it's true that we first hosted our murder mystery back in 2015, we were closed in 2020 and 2021 due to COVID, and again in 2024 due to illness within our team. So this year marks our 6th active season, and we're bigger and better than ever. It's incredibly rewarding to celebrate a decade since we first started and to continue bringing a scary good time to the community. It will feature more than 3,000 square feet of haunt in multiple rooms, oozing with eerie effects, spine-chilling props, and hair-raising actors to scare the pants off those who dare to enter at their own risk." When Swift said that they are bigger and better than ever this year, she wasn't just blowing smoke, as this Halloween season their spooky space is larger than before and they have redesigned the entire haunt with brand new rooms. "We now have 14 designers on our creative team and around 140 actors signed up so far. Plus, we have parking attendants, cashiers, security, and many other amazing volunteers who help bring the haunt to life," said Swift. "It's truly a full community effort." Before the screams are heard, the Swifts want to give a shout-out to all their sponsors who make this haunting good time happen, including presenting sponsor Island Savings, who not only matched the first $5,000 of donations to the full cupboard, but also provide volunteer hours through their Do Some Good program and Make a Difference days. "We currently have about 20 Island Savings volunteers registered to help us finish the build, and Island Savings generously covers their wages for those hours," said Swift. Other people and local businesses contributing are Cody from Big Steel Box, who donated 3 20-foot office trailers for makeup, costumes, and a space for volunteers to grab a bite before their shift. Duncan Garage Cafe and Bakery, Just Jake's Restaurant, Gibby's Cafe and Catering, Guangzhou Garden Restaurant Chinese Food, and Panago Pizza for helping to keep all the volunteers and little monsters fed. Other sponsors include Country Grocer, Ladysmith Lions Club, St. John Ambulance, and 89.7 Sun FM, which will help get the Bad Moon Arising as they broadcast live on October 16th, opening day, from 2 to 6 p.m., so listen in for contests and promotions. Last but certainly least, the Swifts offer up a heartfelt thank you to the Cowichan Exhibition Fairgrounds for donating the space to bring this haunt to life. The Swifts are breathing new life into Big Shop of Horrors this year with their Sunday behind-the-scenes tours, which will run from 2 to 4 p.m. on October 19th and 26. Guided flashlight tours will be available every 15 minutes. Admission is $20 for adults and $10 for youth ages 8 to 12. Children under the age of 8 will not be admitted without an adult. Tickets are available exclusively through Eventbrite or at the door using cash, credit, or debit. Gates creak shut 1 hour before the event ends to ensure everyone gets through the haunt, which will close at 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and by 9 p.m. on weekdays and Sundays. The tour edition came from community feedback, especially from families with younger children and those who want to experience the haunt without the jump scares, strobe lights, and full fright mode, said Swift. "It's a great way to explore the creativity and detail behind the scenes in a calmer setting." The Big Shop of Horrors has grown since its debut, raising and donating more than $80,000 to local nonprofit charities including The Full Cupboard, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and MS. Swift said they are aiming high this year with a goal of not only raising arm hairs but also $50,000. "Whether it's giving someone the chills or spreading warmth in the community, the Swifts look forward to this event each year. It's the time we get to spend with like-minded people, local business owners, family, friends, and passionate volunteers. The energy and creativity are contagious," said Swift. "Our hope is that attendees leave with unforgettable memories, a few good scares, and a deeper connection to the community."